is Sports Beat Extra.
So I'm joined by Rob Hogan, who is the Irish Speed Golf organiser and former two-time World Speed Golf Champion. Rob, thanks very much for joining me.
Lily, thanks a million. Game to speed golf, so it's great to get the chance to be with you.
Majority, I would say, would you, that maybe who has never heard of it before. What exactly is it?
It seems to be unfathomable to people. But funny thing is, when you get out and do it, it's totally fathomable. Golf has been around so long and we're so accustomed to walking that it seems, I think, very extreme that suddenly there's people playing it and running it. But so it's running and golf combined. And there's various formats.
And what are the different formats?
The main formats are you add your strokes and your minutes. And I've developed a new format where after the hole, you go to a different tee, depends on your performance on the last hole. So if you go up there, Lily, and you've had a birdie, you go to a forward tee and you're delighted with yourself because you don't have to run quite as far. So that becomes time only, but the golf is still important.
And what kind of reaction do you get from people who are watching it for the first time, who have never maybe seen speed golfing before?
That's a good question. People are kind of amazed by it because it's so different. And I think people are surprised that the standard of golf can be just the same. I think it's imagined that you'd be duffing and shanking and slicing and hooking and whatnot, whereas actually you'd be very surprised after a couple of runs at it how well you'd hit the ball.
And what makes it kind of so different and exciting to watch compared to just traditional golf?
With the new format being time only, the golf is so important, but we've now made it kind of a race. So when you are watching, as it was in Castle Bar last Saturday, and there was a guy from Finland who ultimately won called Ville Heinonen, and I was chasing him. There's an excitement in the chase that is a different excitement from regular golf.
Tell me about last weekend's event. It took place in Castlebar in Mayo, and many people made the trip from worldwide, I suppose, and both of the defending champions, Robin Smith of New Zealand and Bev Fentiman of England, both missed this year's event through injury. So what happened there?
I guess they just pushed the... They pressed the accelerator too hard and they just weren't able to make it. I suppose that's part of being a sport. But we made it there and we had an international field. We had Aussies, we had English, German and ourselves coming together.
Would you say it's quite an international sport so far at the minute? Like there isn't that many Irish participating.
Yeah, I would say probably 80% of contestants in this tournament have come from as far away as New Zealand and Australia.
And coming back to the event at the weekend, I know James Hardy came into the tournament as the current British speed golf champion. Did the competition unfold the way you expected for him?
The tournament was won by Ville Heinonen of Finland. The women's tournament was won by Cathy Lepard of England. There was a junior, Morris Lyons, 9 years of age, who played the 18 holes, a full regulation golf course, in an hour and 2 minutes. Now, an hour and 2 minutes for a round of golf, as you would say, is nearly unfathomable. But imagine doing it when your legs are only half fully grown. He absolutely legged it around the track. So it's incredible what the human can do. James was second. And with the new format, the top five finishers were all within 2 minutes. So this new format is just exciting. There was pandemonium in the clubhouse. Just a lot of excitement, a lot of support.
Reflecting on your own kind of journey, you're a two-time world speed golf champion yourself. What first attracted you to the sport? How young were you when you first started and what kind of made you continue it on, especially if it isn't so recognised here in Ireland?
I was always trying to make it as a professional golfer, which is blooming challenging. And I remember I read about speed golf and the extra element of running was something I felt like I could do. So it just jumped off the page from the magazines. That was about 1998, Lily, right? And then about 2012, 2008, I started doing it on my own in Ireland, in Bray and in Fox Rock. And then 2012, I got the chance to go over to the States and to start competing. So it was just something that appealed to me.
And for someone listening now, wanting to give speed golfing a go, how would you recommend them to get started?
The beauty of it being so new is anyone who wishes to get involved can kind of be a trailblazer in a sense. Most likely it's not yet in process in most people's golf clubs. So there is that chance to kind of start something new. So there's not that much infrastructure around it yet. Although I have to say it is known most places now. But if anyone, if If anyone even wants to get in contact with me personally, I can give you a few pointers, kind of point you the right direction.
The competitors for the event last weekend travelled from Australia, England, Finland and Germany. What does it say how much about the event is growing and how successful the Irish Speed Golf Open was?
People just coming from around the world had an unbelievable time. The spectacle is just something else. There's a YouTube video coming out all about it. I invite people to have a go. And look, I invite people to come and have a look if they don't fancy running around. And it's electric and it's something new. If it takes off, you're going to be one of the first people to really study it and think about it. And if it stays a niche fringe sport, you're going to have an unbelievable day and have a bit of crap. Come on.
And finally, what do you hope then the future holds for speed golf in Ireland, Rob?
Now that you say it, we have the opportunity to alter the culture a little bit in a positive way. To think that if you're feeling full of the joys or full of whatever, you could go out and play your round of golf and leg it, come in with a different buzz. So that kind of cultural element to it is cool. So it's just something healthy. If you're going to spread the word of something, I think it's something very positive. So I'm very proud to be playing the sport of speed golf. Very ecstatic to be spreading the word, to be on the radio here. It's a dream come true. So thank you very much for giving us this time and the platform.
No problem, Rob. Thanks very much for joining me on Sports Beat Extra.